That's the sound of Indigenous opera singer Dom Bemrose performing the call for ceremony at the MCG last year. Alongside his passion for the footy, it has also been a dream of his to become one of the best Indigenous opera singers in Australia. He was the lead performer in Australia's first Indigenous opera, Pecan Summer. From there, he has gone on to hold a full-time soloist position with Opera Australia, the first Indigenous person to do so. And just recently, he was offered an artist's residency in London to take his opera career to the international stage. I spoke to him earlier today about the journey he's taken through his career in classical music.
We had a compulsory music, music unit at the first year of high school, and I was just, fortunate enough, coming from a family that always sang in the car and sang around the campfire, being Aboriginal family with guitars and that kind of stuff, that I was sort of one of the standouts. And pretty quickly, within I think 3 or 4 months, I was heading over to Japan in an Australian choir representing Australia at an international choir festival, chorus festival. And then my grandmother showed me a documentary of Aboriginal tenor Harold Blair. And his life and his journey as an opera singer, and that was probably what inspired me into opera specifically. I heard that voice, I heard his voice, and I remember turning around to my parents and just going, I'm going to do that with my life.
And in 2003, you actually walked away from your music career because you felt that the music clashed with your culture. Why did you make that decision?
It is a culture clash. I'm coming from, one of the oldest cultures in the world and a very, massive minority within Australia. And you're going to probably the opposite extreme as far as, economics and affluence and all that kind of stuff, which is one of the high-end arts. I had people influencing me or telling me how I should act or should behave and who I wanted to be. And I knew, when I made that decision to follow Harold's career, he really got caught in between that two cultures as well. So I'd seen that it hadn't worked for him, that he hadn't been able to be an Aboriginal and an opera singer. He was either one or the other. And I think, enough time has passed. He was, he was back in the 50s, 60s, that I could be both. I could be Aboriginal and an opera singer. Also, I left because I knew and had strength in my heart that, no, maybe just the time's not right. Maybe there's another way for me to do this. And, that other way in 2007 became Deborah Cheatham when she offered me the lead role in Pecan Summer.
You did actually make quite an amazing comeback in that year. Can you just tell us a little bit more about that opera?
So Pecan Summer is written by Deborah Cheatham, an amazing soprano, and it tells the story of the 1939 Cummeragunga walk-off, which Cummeragunga Mission is a mission that is on the border of New South Wales and Victoria up in the Highlands. Then it also travels back and forth between present day, and the walk-off. And the present day takes into account Kevin Rudd's apology speech and what he did for the people. Deborah's not only just done an amazing job for rekindling my career, but really creating a path now.
Who have been your major influences since you started singing?
Two of them I've named already, Harold Blair and Deborah Cheatham, of course. My grandmother's probably one of my biggest influences. She's a very well-respected elder in Brisbane, Aunty Ruth Hegarty. And Nana Ruth is just incredible. And she was actually the one that gave me Harold's story to look at. She obviously saw something in me, and she gave me that inspiration and has been a major support. As far as my career goes, Deborah's probably been the main one. And then, in 2009, when I started at the Victorian College of Arts, I met an amazing man called Raymond Connell, who is just a phenomenal teacher and went through the Queensland Conservatorium as a singer, but really found his passion in teaching.
Yes, you've been offered a residency in London to work on your opera singing. What are you hoping to get out of that?
Australia is a very isolated place. There's been talk within the opera community that we're not looking after our talent and our voices, and we're not taking them to a world standard. So for me to head over to London, gateway to Europe, gateway to opera, is just really phenomenal. And to work with probably one of the best teachers in the country, it's really just to take my whole entire standard to an international level.